我们今天早上来学习啊，亚哈把自己出卖的。
Today we would like to study Ahab sold himself.
我们知道在社会上有一些恶人啊，啊把人家的小孩子骗走啊。
You know, in society, there are evil people that kidnap other children.
啊，这是一种非常恶劣的行为，所以在社会上。啊这个拐卖人口啊、是相当重的罪。
And we know this is very wicked, and this is a great crime in society.
我们知道这个约瑟小的时候啊，被他的哥哥们卖掉。
We know when Joseph was young, he was also sold by his brothers.
啊，不过因为他一直敬畏神啊，所以在非常困难的环境，但是神都跟他同在。后来还成为埃及的宰相。
But because he feared God, God continued to abide with him, and he eventually became the prime minister of Egypt.
啊，主耶稣来到世界，为着要救赎世界上的人。
And Jesus came to this world to save the people in this world.
啊，他也曾被他的门徒啊，犹大为着30块钱把他卖掉。
And he was also sold by his disciple Judah for 30. Pieces of silver.
耶稣对门徒说：“你们当中有一个人要卖我。”
Jesus told his disciples that there is one among you that will betray me.
但这个人呢、啊，他不生在世界还好。
But it is better that this person was never born into this world.
因为他的罪相当的重。
Because his sin was great.
他说：“虽然耶稣被卖了，但是借着死来成全救人的工作。”
Although Jesus was sold through his death, he completed the work of salvation.
啊，犹大因为出卖了主，最后上吊自杀。
Because Judah betrayed Jesus, he lost his life.
还要受到永远的刑罚。
And he will have to face eternal punishment.
啊，但是这个亚哈他是自己把自己卖掉。
But for Ahab, he had sold himself.
我们来看《列王记上》21章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上21章。
1 Kings chapter 21.
20节。
Verse 20.
21章20节。
Chapter 21, verse 20.
亚哈对以利亚说：“我的仇敌啊，你找到我吗？”他回答说：“我找到你了，因为你卖了自己，行神眼中看为恶的事情。”这里谈到啊，这个亚哈因为行恶。
Here it talks about how Ahab had done wicked.
所以神借着先知责备他。说你已经把自己出卖掉了。
And God had condemned him through the prophet, saying that he has sold himself.
因为他行了恶啊，啊这个恶遭到咒诅，他跟他的全家最后遭到灭绝。
And he has done evil, and his whole family would have to face the consequences.
那所以行恶的结果啊，就是。啊、被灭尽。
So the result of doing evil is being destroyed.
啊，所以行恶的人就把自己出卖掉，让自己啊啊灭亡。
So one who does evil destroys themselves and brings themselves to collapse.
我们来看《列王记上》16章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 16.
列王记上16章30节。
1 Kings chapter 16 verse 30.
说安利的儿子亚哈行神眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。31节。
31.
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王揭巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。32节。
32.
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。33节。
33.
亚哈又咒亚瑟拉， 他所行的辱神，惹足以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。这里谈到这个亚哈王的背景。
Here talks about the background of Ahab.
我们知道北朝啊，那耶罗波安开始立国，啊，因为他们不敬畏神，所以这个国王啊，还一直在变动，一直在换。
We know in the northern kingdom, during Jeroboam's time, they continued to do wrong, so the king kept changing.
啊，到了这个第四个朝代就是暗利王朝。
And in the fourth king was King Omri.
暗利的儿子就是亚哈王。
And the son of Omri was King Ahab.
他说亚哈王啊，他做王以后啊，他跟着以前的王啊，啊，去拜这个金牛。
And he continued to do evil just like the previous kings by worshipping the Baals.
因为他们不要让以色列民到耶路撒冷拜神啊，所以说啊，这个就是带领你们出埃及的神。
And because they did not want the Israelites to go to Jerusalem to worship the God, they told them that this golden calf was the one that brought them to Egypt.
让以色列人现在拜偶像当中。
And so the Israelites were worshipping idols.
亚哈不只是这样，他娶了一个西顿王的女儿。
And not only did he do this, he also married a wife of.
把很多的偶像就带到撒玛利亚来。
And they brought many idols to from Samaria.
啊，拜一种叫做巴利，就是迦南人的龙神。
And one of them is Baal.
啊，另外一种叫做亚瑟拉，就是女神。
And the other was Ashera, which was a goddess.
这是他们两个主神。
These are their two main gods.
而且养了850个假先知。
And he also had 850 false prophets.
把拜真神的先知啊，一个一个就是把他们杀掉了。
And he slowly killed off all the prophets of God.
啊，所以亚哈变成啊以色列当中啊最恶的一个王。
So Ahab became the most wicked king in history.
啊，所以后来他就遭遇到咒诅。
And that is why at the end he had faced judgments.
那这个十六章三十四节特别记载一件事情。
In chapter 16, verse 34 specifically states.
说亚哈王的时代有一个伯利恒人叫做西伊勒，伯特利人叫西伊勒。
It says in his days there was Hiel of Bethel.
他就把那个耶利哥城把它重建起来。
He had rebuilt Jericho.
其实这个耶利哥就是以色列人进迦南的第一座城。
And Jericho was the first city that Israel faced when they entered.
啊，他们造神的愤怒，他们造成啊，这个城就倒塌了，啊，这个城里面的人就被杀了。
And according to God's command, theycircled around it, and the city fell, and everyone there died.
耶稣也叫他们起誓说啊，你们不可以重修耶利哥城。
But Joshua had told them that they cannot rebuild Jericho.
啊，如果违背这个誓言呐，立根基的时候会伤长子。
And he said, if you go against this, then once when you build the foundation, your youngest son will be.
安门上的时候会伤幼子。
And when the gate is completed, your youngest son.
虽然这个誓言啊，已经经过了六百年了。
And although this has been 600 years since he said this.
但是西伊勒就违背了六百年前呐、啊、以色列民所立的誓言。
But this person Hiel had gone against what they declared 600 years.
所以他立根基，他大儿子死掉了。
So when he laid the foundation, his firstborn had died.
安门上的时候，他小儿子死掉了。
And when the gates were closed, his youngest son died.
啊，这是告诉我们啊，神的话它是永远不改变的。
So this tells us that the word of God will never change.
因为神的话是安定在天呐、啊，啊，直到永远的。
Because God's words are written in heaven forever.
所以不管什么人啊，在什么时候你违背神的命令啊，啊，这个灾祸就会临到你。
So no matter what a person does, the judgment will come upon them.
因为神曾经对以色列人说，你们进到迦南地的时候啊，
Because God had once told the Israelites when they had entered the land
of Canaan, 你们一定要敬畏神到底。
That you must fear God to the end.
绝对不可以离开神去侍奉别的神。
You should not forsake God to worship, serve other gods.
我们看《生命记》四章二十三节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 3.
生命记四章二十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse
23. 四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
说你们要谨慎，免得忘记主你们神跟你们所立的约，为自己雕刻偶像，就是主你的神所禁止你做的偶像。二十四节。
24.
因为主你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。二十五节。
25.
你们在那个地方住久了，生子生孙了。就雕刻偶像，仿佛什么形象，败坏自己，行主你的神眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒。二十六节。
26.
我今日铺天换地向你们做见证，你们必在过约旦河得为业的地上速速的灭尽，你们不能够在那个地啊长久。必进行除灭，这个是耶稣呀，这是摩西呀，他说呼天唤地的来告诉他们呢。
These are the words that Moses said to them, and he said, "I call heaven and earth to witness."
你们进到迦南地以后啊，一定要好好的敬畏神所神的诫命。
Once you enter the land of Canaan, you must keep God's covenant.
不要时间住久了以后啊，就离开神。
You should not leave God after you live there for many days.
说因为神是烈火。
It is because God is a consuming fire.
啊，如果你们离开了神啊，去拜偶像的话，你们虽然住在美地上，也要速速的灭亡。
And he said, although you live in Canaan, and if you disobey God, then you will still be destroyed.
啊，但是很可惜啊，真的以色列民进到迦南地啊，因为拜偶像，所以他们灭亡。
But unfortunately, when the Israelites were in Canaan, they did disobey God and were eventually destroyed.
我们谈回来关于以色列的王。
Let us return to talk about the kings of Israel.
神知道说他们将来要立王。
God knew that the Israelites wanted a king.
所以给他们很多啊做王的规矩。
So he set many regulations for their king.
将来说你做王的时候要把律法书抄一份啊放在身边啊常常去读。
When a person became king, they had to copy the law and keep it with them.
啊，免得忘记神的律法。
Lest they forget the commandments of God.
啊、然后神也借着很多的先知、来帮助这些王。
And God also used many prophets to help these kings.
像大卫就有撒母耳，又有拿单、做他的先知来、常常把神的话传达给他。
Just like how David had prophet Samuel and Nathan to be by his side.、
虽然在北朝的地方、他们大部分都离开神。
Although in the northern kingdom, most of them had left God.
那神就兴起非常有能力的先知啊，像以利亚、以利沙。
But God had brought up many powerful prophets such as Elijah and Elisha.
啊，常常把神的话啊，就提醒这些王啊，说你们要常常把神的话放在心上啊，照着来行。
And they continue to share God's word and to remind everyone that they should keep God's words in their heart.
啊，但是这些王啊。却都没有听从。
But these kings still did not listen.
啊，在一开始的时候，神还是宽容忍耐。
But in the beginning, God was still patient.
有时候借着一个灾难啊，来管教他们。
He may use a calamity to teach them.
比如说亚哈的时代啊，有三年六个月遇到饥荒。
For example, in the time of Ahab, there was 3.5 years of famine.
为着要让他们知道你所拜的巴利不是神啊，啊，他不会降灾，不会束缚。
It is so that they would learn that this Baal that they worship is not a god.
啊，不是你们所说的他会让五谷菜蔬生长的神。
This god will not allow your vegetation to grow.
啊，而且后来到加密山上啊，啊，借着以利亚在那边祷告神。
And when Elijah went up to Mount Carmel and prayed to God,
啊，神就降火下来，把那些祭物烧掉。
And God sent fire down from heaven and burns everything.
啊，让他们知道说，他们原来所拜的那些偶像根本不是神。
And this was to tell them that these idols that they worshipped were not real gods.
啊，所以百姓才趴在地上说：“这位神呐、啊，啊，降火显圣的，这才是我们敬拜的神。”
And that is why the people fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God."
啊，那对亚哈王来讲啊，他一族都执迷不悟啊。啊，一点呐、啊、悔改的心都没有。
But for Ahab, he still never repented.
而且离开神呐、啊，越来越远，他所行的越来越恶。
And he continued to stray farther from God and continued to do more evil.
啊，所以最后啊，神就出手啊，啊来惩罚他，灭绝他。
So eventually, God showed His hand to punish and destroy him.
啊，我们看回来这个《列王记上》二十一章。
Let us return to 1 Kings chapter 21.
列王记上二十一章。
1 Kings chapter 21.
我们看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
二十一章第一节。
21 verse 1.
说这事以后，又有一次，耶稣列人拿伯在耶稣列有一个葡萄园，靠近撒玛利亚王亚哈的宫。亚哈对拿伯说、啊、你将你的葡萄园给我做菜园，因为是靠近我的王宫，我就把更好的葡萄园放给你，或是你要园主，我就按着价值给你。第三节。拿伯对亚哈说，我敬畏神啊，万不敢将我先人留下的产业给你。第四节。亚哈因为耶稣列人拿伯说我不敢将我先人留下的产业给你、啊、就闷闷不乐地回宫，躺在床上，转脸向内，也不吃饭了。这里讲亚哈王啊，他虽然有很多的产业。
So although Ahab had much great many possessions,
啊，但是他看到有一个异人叫做拿伯。
He saw a good person named Naboth.
啊，在这个耶稣列啊，啊就亚哈的宫殿旁边有一个菜园。
And he had a vineyard which was in Jezreel next to his palace.
所以亚哈跟他讲说啊，我是不是可以呀、啊？啊，用其他的地来跟你换？
And Ahab asked him, "Can I exchange this land for yours?"
啊，或者是你要钱，我可以把银钱，更多的银钱，我都可以给你。
Or I can give you its worth in money.
因为他想要拿伯的这块田。
Because Ahab wanted this vineyard that belonged to Naboth.
啊，那拿伯说：“我是敬畏神的，我不可以随便把我祖先留给我的产业啊。”啊，随便把它卖出去又跟人家交换。
But Naboth said he feared God and he cannot simply give away and sell off his inheritance from his
father. 因为以色列人进到迦南地的时候啊，他们征战完以后，把这个土地啊，按照神的吩咐分给所有的百姓。
Because after the Israelites had conquered the land of Canaan, God had split up the land according to their inheritance.
所以他们都认为啊，神给我的土地就是最佳美的。
So they believed that the land that was given to them by God was the best.
神的赏赐就是最好的。
God's blessings are the greatest.
所以他们说啊，神啊，给我的地是坐落在最佳美的地方。
So the land that they had received from God was the most important.
So they were very 看重神的赏赐。
So So they looked highly upon God's.
他们不会把神给他们的产业随便的把它卖掉啊，啊把它换掉。
They will not easily sell away their inheritance from God.
因为他们认为这是神给他们非常宝贵的福分。
Because this is the precious inheritance that they got received.
所以虽然有时候啊，他们因为太贫穷了。
Even though sometimes they may be very poor.
啊，所以他们必须要把这个产业啊，暂时的抵债啊。啊、给别人
they may temporarily lend their land to others.
啊，但是他们知道这个产业不可以永远卖出去的。
But they know they cannot permanently sell their land.
所以当他们慢慢的富足了，要把那个产业再买回来。
So once they are able to have more money, they will buy their land back.
啊，或者是有他们的亲族当中有些人呐、啊，因为太穷，把产业卖掉了。
Or sometimes their relatives, they may not have money, so they will have to sell
it. 他们的亲人也要想办法替他把产业卖回来。
And so their relatives must do what they can to try to buy that.
如果说他们都没有能力买回他们的产业。
But if everyone is unable to buy that land back.
就要一直等到喜年的时候。
They must wait till the year of Jubilee.
就是到第五十年，他可以无条件的将他失掉的产业无条件的赎回来。
After 50 years, they can take the land back for free.
所以以色列人他们是很看重他们的产业的，因为他们知道这是神的赏赐，不可以把神的赏赐随便的把它放弃掉。
So the Israelites really looked highly upon their land and their inheritance because.It is from God.
所以拿伯是一个敬畏神的义人呐。
So Naboth was one that feared God.
所以他没有办法答应这个亚哈王的要求。
So he could not agree to Ahab's request.
这个说亚哈王啊，得不到这一块地以后啊，他就闷闷不乐啊，就躺在床上生闷气呀，啊也不吃饭了。
And so he returned to his house and laid in his bed and would not eat.
王后耶洗别看了以后说：“你为什么闷闷不乐啊
？”So when Jezebel his wife saw him, he asked him, "Why is your spirit
sullen?" 你为什么不吃饭啊
？Why do you not eat food?
啊，他说啊，我要拿伯的葡萄园啊，但是他不给我，也不给我换。
He said he wants Naboth's vineyard, but he would not give it to him.
结果这个耶洗别啊，就说。你做个王啊，连一块地啊都拿不到，还做什么王呢？你现在还做王吗
？Then Jezebel said to him as king, "How are you king if you cannot even get a land for yourself?"
他说：“去，你去吃饭，我替你想办法。
”And she told him to go eat, and she will find a way.
所以我们看到说啊，一个人娶了妻子以后啊，就是这个妻子要来帮助丈夫。
When a person gets married to their wife is supposed to help the husband.
要做丈夫的好帮手。
They're supposed to be a good helper to them.
这个帮助啊，是帮助这个正经的事啊，帮助丈夫啊，往善的方面。
And they should help the husband in doing what is right and to be better.
而不是来帮助丈夫行恶的。
But it is not to help the husband do evil.
所以一个妻子如果没有办法帮助丈夫啊
，If the wife cannot help the husband，
而且啊，专门在丈夫的后面啊做恶事，这个就是丈夫的朽坏掉的骨头一样。
But she can only cause the husband to do more evil than this is like a rotting bone in the husband。
我们来看。二十一章的第八节吧。
Let's look at chapter 21, verse 8.
二十一章第八节。
21, verse
8. 说，于是他就托亚哈的名，写信用王的印。用王的印上送给那些与拿伯同城居住的长老贵胄。第九节。
Nine.
信上写着说：“你们当宣告禁食，叫拿伯坐在民间的高位。”第十节。
Ten.
又叫两个匪徒坐在拿伯对面做见证，告他说：“你谤读神和王了。”随后就把他拉出去，用石头打死。我们看到这个耶洗别啊，真的很恶哎。
So from here we can see that Jezebel is very evil.
你看一个不敬畏神的人啊，什么恶事他都想得出来啊。
For someone who does not fear God, they can think of any evil thing.
所以他为着要抢夺这个拿伯的葡萄园啊，他不择手段的。
In order to take the vineyard of Naboth, there was nothing she wouldn't
do. 他就写信给耶稣内城里面的长老。
And so she wrote a letter to the elders in Jezreel.
说你们把拿伯找来，让他坐在高位上，好像很尊贵的位置。
She told them to bring Naboth and put him in a seat of high.
啊，然后来审判他。
And to judge him.
啊，叫两个匪徒来作为证，说拿伯亵渎神，又谤读王。
And she would bring two witnesses. Two scoundrels to say that he has blasphemed against God and the king.
然后拖出去啊，就用石头把他打死了。
And then they would take him out and stone him.
那就是非常可恶的计谋啊。
And this is a very wicked plan.
为着要谋取钱财啊，来伤害人的生命。
In order to gain a possession, they would kill someone.
那其实不只是拿伯一个人被害死啊。
And not only was Naboth killed.
我们看列王记下九章二十六节。
Let's also look at 2 Kings chapter 9.
列王记下九章二十六节。
2 Kings chapter 9 verse 26.
说我昨日看见拿伯的血，含他众子的血，我必在这块田上报应你。这是主说的，现在你要照着主的话，把他抛在这田间呐、啊。那这个是后来亚哈家受报应的时候，那个耶户所讲的话。
So these are the words that Jehu has spoken about the house of Ahab.
说神曾经对拿伯说啊，对这个亚哈说啊，你流了拿伯跟他众子的血。
That God had once said that he had spilt the blood of Naboth and his son.
啊，所以你要遭到报应，你跟你家族的血也要被流，而且你的家族要被丢在外地。
And so your family will repay for this, and your family will also shed their blood for this.
所以我们知道说这个耶洗别他们呢、啊，不只是伤害拿伯一个人。连他有继承权的儿子、啊、全部都杀掉。
So we can see that Jezebel
他的众子
not only had Naboth killed, but also his sons.
啊，这是相当恶的一种计谋。
So this was a very evil plan.
啊，当然我们看到说耶路撒冷里面的长老贵族啊，他们也都是没有道理的。
But we also see that the elders in the city of Jezreel also
也是助纣为虐，就是跟着坏人呐、啊、做坏事的。
They also did the evil.
啊，所以他们接到了这个王后的命令以后啊，他们就照着去执行。
And once they received this letter from the king, they did accordingly.
啊，真的就把亚伯、拿伯他们找来啊，啊，跟他审判。啊、作为证，然后真的就把他打死掉了。
And so they really brought Naboth over and had him killed.
当然，我们知道这是一种非常啊残忍的行为，也是神所不容许的。
And so this is a very harsh thing to do and something that God is not pleased with.
我们看这个耶利米书十六章十七节。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 17.
耶利米书十六章十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 17.
说，因为我的眼目查看他们的一切行为，他们不能在我的面前遮掩，他们的罪孽也不能在我的眼前隐藏。说神在天上鉴察所有的世人呐、啊。
It says that God is in heaven, seeing everything that man does.
啊，人所有的罪恶啊，啊，神都看得很清楚啊，所以按照人的罪恶啊，啊来惩罚。
All the sins that man does, God will see and will judge.
本来神很看重人的生命。
God looks highly upon the life.
因为人的生命是神赏赐的。
Because God had given man life.
啊，所以神就特别交代啊，你不可以随便伤害人的生命。
So God had commanded man that you should not kill each other.
啊，所以本来啊，本来神把植物赐给人吃。
So originally God had given man animals to eat.
啊，洪水以后啊，神把动物也赐给人做食物。
Originally only the vegetation, but after the flood, he also gave them the animals.
啊，但是神有一个特别的规定，你不可以吃血。
But God gave them one command that they should not eat.
因为血是动物的生命，血可以拿来做献祭用。
Because the blood is the life of the animal and is used for sacrifice.
啊，这个同时禁止出血啊，啊，因为血是生命。
Because once you shed its blood, the blood is their life.
神就附带说啊，你不可以去随便去伤害人的生命。
And so God also commanded them that they should not kill one another.
不管是人或动物啊，你伤害人的生命啊，他的生命也要被夺取。
Whether it is a person or an animal, if you simply kill them, then they lose their
life. 所以杀人偿命啊，这是圣经里面的法则啊。
And so do not murder is a commandment in the Bible.
你故意杀人的，你没有办法用任何的代价啊来做补偿。
And if you purposely kill anyone, then there's
故意杀人啊，一定要偿命。
And if you purposely kill someone, then you shall also die.
啊，这是圣经的原则啊。
And so this is the
为着要保障好人呐、啊，啊，所以要驱逐啊，啊，来惩罚那些恶人。
In order to protect the good people, they must punish the evil.
啊，除非说啊，他因为无意没有仇恨呐、啊，啊，无意当中去伤害到人。
Unless they accidentally harm someone and kill them.
比如说他在盖房子啊，砖头掉下啊，刚好有人经过啊，就被砸死了。
For example, if they are building their house and a brick falls down and kills someone.
啊，那不是他故意的啊，他是误杀的。
And this is something they did not do on purpose.
啊，像这样，他可以逃到逃城。
Then they can flee to the cities of refuge.
啊，祭司就要保护他。
And the priests will protect him.
啊，不要让那个报仇的人呐、啊，把他杀掉。
So that the person seeking revenge.
啊，但是你如果故意杀人的，你就是进到逃城。也要抓出来，也要审判，要把他处死。
But if you had purposely killed someone, even if you flee to the city of refuge, you will be taken.
因为神尊重每一个人的生命啊，啊，所以啊，杀人呐、啊，流血就要偿命。
Because God looks highly upon each person's life.
好，啊，所以神看到这个拿伯所行的恶事啊。
So God had seen the evil done to Naboth.
啊，他就差遣先知以利亚去，啊，向他宣告一些惩罚的事情。
So God had sent the prophet Elijah, to get condemn Ahab.
我们看列王记上二十一章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 21.
十七节
，verse 17.
列王记上二十一章的十七节。
First Kings chapter 21 verse 17.
说神的话就临到提斯比人以利亚说十八节。
18.
你起来去见住在撒玛利亚的以色列王亚哈，他下去要得拿伯的葡萄园，现今啊正在那园里。十九节。
19.
你要对他说，神主主说。是你杀了人又得他的产业吗？又对他说，神主主说啊，狗在何处舔拿伯的血， 也必在何处舔你的血。好，所以神就吩咐以利亚先知说，你去见啊这个亚哈王。
So God commanded Prophet Elijah to go meet King Ahab.
啊，结果就在那边呢、啊，宣告了很多啊，神对他的惩罚。
He told Ahab the punishment from God.
啊，说你杀了人呐、啊，啊，又得到人的产物。
Says you murdered someone and also have taken their possession.
所以第一个宣告就是。这个亚哈必定要丧命。
And so the first declaration is that Ahab will lose his life.
因为狗在哪里舔拿伯的血，也要同样在那里舔亚哈的血。
Because in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, dogs shall also lick the blood of Ahab.
所以以利亚先知就对亚哈说、啊：“你已经把自己卖掉了。”
And so Elijah told Ahab that you have sold yourself.
因为你行了神看为恶的事情，出卖了自己。
Because you have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord.
我们来看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's look at Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第八节。
Verse 8.
三十七篇第八节。
37 verse 8.
当主住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。第九节。
Nine.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候神的必承受地土。第十节。
Ten.
还有骗食，恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处。也要归于无有。这里讲到说，我们不要心怀不平而去作恶。
And so it tells us that we should cease from anger, and so that we do not do evil.
因为作恶的结果就是被剪除。
Because evil doers shall be cut off.
啊，作恶的人呐、啊，最后就是会归于无有。
And at the end, they will be destroyed.
我们看三十八节。
Let's look at verse 38.
37章38节。
Chapter 37, verse 38.
这一犯法的人必一同灭绝，恶人终必剪除。所以行恶的人，啊，人所行的，啊，照他所行的会得到结果。
One who does evil, their result will be according to what.
所以你栽种什么，就要收成什么。
Whatever you sow, you will reap.
而你行善的就会得到善的结果。
If you do good, then you will receive good results.
啊，行恶的人就是让自己灭绝。
But if you do evil, you will bring yourself to destruction.
啊，所以说行恶的人呐、啊，因为行恶的工价就是死亡，恶的工价就是死。
Because the price of doing evil is death.
啊、所以你行了恶事，等于让自己啊进到了那个灭亡当中啊，啊就把自己卖掉了。
Because once you do evil, you allow yourself to enter into destruction, and you have.
因为人所行的恶啊，啊会害死这个恶人。
Because the evil that man does will, harm the evil doer.
啊，行恶的人最后的结果就是被剪除。
And the ending of the evil doers is to be cut off.
啊，这是先知对亚哈王所宣告的第一个啊，啊，他必要为自己的恶来负责，因为他出卖了自己。
And so this is the first condemnation from the prophet that he will pay for his evil.
我们看回来这个二十一章二十一节。
Let's return to chapter 21, verse 21.
列王记上二十一章二十一节。
First Kings 21 verse 21。
主说：“我必使灾祸临到你，将你除尽。凡属你的男丁，无论困住的、住有的，都从以色列中剪除。
22.
我必使你的家像尼巴的儿子耶罗波安的家，又像亚西亚的儿子巴沙的家，因为你惹我发怒，又使以色列人陷在罪里。所以在接下来就是谈到这个亚哈家的种植啊，也会因为他的罪恶啊，临到他全家啊都要被灭绝。
So here it talks about the descendants of Ahab, and because of his sin, his descendants will also be.
再来二十三节。
Verse 23.
21:23.
Chapter 21:23.
说论到耶洗别啊，主也说，古在耶斯列的外哥啊，他必吃耶洗别的肉，因为这个主谋啊，是耶洗别。
Because the person who planned this was Jezebel.
但是亚哈，因为他是一家之主，所以他要负责承担全家的这个责任。
But because Ahab is the man of the house, he must take responsibility.
他跟他的家都被灭绝。
And so Ahab and his whole house will be destroyed.
接着二十四节。
Verse 24.
凡属亚哈的人死在城中的必被狗吃，死在田里的必被空中的鸟吃。所以这个是亚哈家的最后的审判的宣告。
And so this is the ending of the house of Ahab.
说因为亚哈行恶，受了王后耶洗别的怂动。
Because his Jezebel, his wife, has stirred
him. 行了罪可憎恶的事情，所以所遭遇到的结果。
And because he had done wickedly, this is the result.
当然，在这一章最后的时候，说亚哈听到先知的责备以后他就低头而行表示谦卑
At the end of this chapter, it tells us that when Ahab heard these words. That he put on sackcloth.
所以神就对以利亚说亚哈还活着的时候这些灾殃暂时不临到他们。
So God told Elijah that these calamities will not come to
Ahab. 最后等到他死掉以后这个灾殃就一样一样临到他的全家。
But once Ahab passes away, the calamities will come to his house.
我们看这个箴言第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 33.
箴言三章三十三节。
Proverbs 3:33.
说真神咒诅恶人的家庭是无给义人的居所。所以我们看到神的赏罚是非常分明的。
So we see that God's punishment is very clear.
那些敬畏神的义人神就赐福给他以及他的家庭。
The righteous man that fears God, God will bless them and their family.
这个邪恶的人神就灭绝他这个咒诅也要临到他的家。
The one who does wickedly, God will destroy them and their family.
所以不久这个神的应许的这些灾难就一个一个就临到这个亚哈家了。
So all the punishment that God had promised slowly came to the house of
Israel. 后来亚哈去跟亚兰人征战的时候，就死在战场上。
And when Ahab went into battle later on against the king of Syria, he had died.
因为一个兵随便射箭射到这个亚哈王的那个甲缝里面结果他受重伤后来就死掉了。
And because a man drew a bow at random, it struck his armor between the joints and he died.
亚哈死掉了以后，他的大儿子亚哈是继承做王。
And when Ahab died, his younger son Ahaziah became king.
亚哈有一天从这个楼上就摔下来，受了重伤。
But then one day, Ahaziah fell from from upstairs.
结果他就叫了一些使者啊，说到那个以格鲁那去求问那个巴利西普啊，就是苍蝇神啊。
So he asked some other people to inquire of these other gods.
说问看他的病会不会好。
And to find out whether his illness would be cured.
结果以利亚就去拦阻那些使者。
And so Elijah went to look for.
说你们回去呀？难道以色列没有先知吗？为什么要去求问偶像？
He told them, "Are there not prophets in the land of Israel? Why do you seek these idols?"
你回去跟王讲啊，王没有办法下床啊，一定会死。
You can return and tell the king that he will not be able to leave his bed and he will eventually die.
王就问那些使者说：“你看到的人呐、啊，是谁呀？” 说他穿着那个骆驼毛的衣服啊，他们就知道是以利亚先知。
And the king asked these messengers, "Who is it that told you this?" And they told him it is a person wearing camel skin.
王派了几批的那个兵丁啊，第一批、第二批都50个人呐，要去抓拿以利亚。
And so the king sent many soldiers to capture Elijah.
那百夫长说啊，五十夫长说啊。 以利先知啊，快快下来啊！王叫你下来。And
the commander arrived and told Elijah to quickly come down.
结果先知说啊，我如果是先知的话，神就把你们这些人呐、啊、就灭掉了，就降火啊就把这五十个兵啊就烧掉了。And
he said, if he was a prophet, then God will send down fire and destroy them all.
啊，到了第三批的时候，那个百夫长才恳求说：“啊，求你下来了。”
But it was only the third time, that
不敢命令啊。
The commander asked him to come down.
后来，利亚就跟他去，跟王说他没有办法下床。后来，王就死掉了。
And eventually, Elijah went with him to tell the king that he will not be.
亚瑟死掉以后，他的儿子亚约兰呐，继承做王。
And when Ahaziah had passed away, his son became king.
结果去打仗受伤了，就回到耶稣列，在那边呐养伤。And
he went to war and was injured and had returned to home.
他营中一个将军叫做耶户，就起来叛变。
Then one of his generals, Jehu, rose up.
带着一些人就攻到耶斯列，把这个耶兰跟他所属的人就把他们杀掉了。And
he took his army and revolted and took over.
另外这个耶洗别啊，刚好在楼上啊，在那边化妆啊。And
at that time, Jezebel was upstairs.
结果亚说：“谁跟从我呢？”
Ahab said, "Who will follow me?"
啊，结果两个侍卫啊，就探头来看。And
there's these people who are watching.
说你们如果跟从我，就把那个女人就把她摔下来。And
said, "If you follow me, then it will cause the woman to fall."
啊，结果耶洗别就被丢下来。And
eventually, Jezebel was thrown off the wall.
啊，结果丢在地上，后来被野狗把她的肉吃掉了。
And eventually the wild dogs had eaten her.
然后来等耶父想起来说，啊，她是那个西顿王的女儿，应该好好把她埋葬。But
then Jehu realized that this was the daughter of Sidon, so he took her to bury her.
等到派人去找的时候，只找到头骨，找到手掌，跟找到那个脚。But
when they arrived to take her body away to bury her, they only found the
bones.
And later, the 70 sons of Ahab were all killed.
所以圣经里面说，神就是按着人所做的事情啊，来给他赏罚。So
the Bible tells us that men will be judged according to their deeds.
行善的神就把各样的福分、永生的福气来报应他。
Those who do good will be blessed with great blessings.
啊，作恶的人呐、啊，就把各样的泛滥痛苦啊，临到他的身上。
But the ones who do evil will face punishment.
我们最后看传道书第七章。
Let's lastly look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们看十七节。
Verse 17.
传道书十七章十七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 17.
我们看上半句哈，说不要行恶过分。这里讲到说不要行恶过分嘛。
So it tells us do not be overly wicked.
啊，不是说我们做一点恶没有关系呀。
It does not mean that if we just do a little bit of evil, it is okay.
而是说我们人呐、啊，在行事当中啊，难免呐、啊，难免会有一点的过失。
It is telling us that as men, we may sometimes do some things wrong.
啊，这是难免的。啊，当然你知道错了以后啊，啊，你就要向神悔改认罪，啊，求神来赦免我们的过犯。
But when you accidentally do these small wrongs, then you should repent to God.
因为不是我们存心，我们，而是我们呐、啊，啊，误犯了神的一些啊诫命律法。
Because you were not, these were small sins, not against the laws of God.
所以要诚心的向神认罪悔改。
So you should repent to God.
啊，但是不可以故意行恶。
But you should not purposely commit sin.
啊，如果是故意行恶的话，就没有办法原谅了。
If you intentionally commit sin, then you will not be forgiven.
所以保罗说啊，我们一件恶事都不可以行。
So Paul tells us that we should not do one wrong thing.
我们一句啊污秽的话都不可以出口。恶言都不可以出口。
We should not even say one evil word.
啊，所以啊，要努力的保守自己圣洁。
So we should put in our effort to keep ourselves.
啊，存着敬畏的心呐、啊，远离各样的恶事。
And so with a reverent heart, we should stay away from evil.
我们来唱。